We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 12 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. Eboyeluhu. Eboyeluhu, Mashasa Kalboy Shel Chaveroi Becheveroi. You take a dog of your friend's dog, and you make this dog, you raids on this dog to damage, to bite your friend. Mahu. Mashasa Vade Potter. The Mashasa, the one who incites this dog to bite the friend, is Pashis Potter. Why? Because a Grom Verizikin. Baal Kelev Mai. What about the owner of the dog? Is he Chayiv or not? Miyam Minon. Do we say, Motsi Omale, Ano Mai Avdinale? Like, what did I do wrong? You're the one who incited the dog. The dog, I watched the dog well. You went and incited the dog to bite the friend. Why should the owner of the dog be Chayiv? You know, you're part of Altsgram. If I'm a chayev, you don't want to inside of the dog. I don't want me knowing, like, given the adat, but kabachot, the mashasle, umistasi, you see that this dog is very excitable and you could incite the dog to bite someone. So, loy baril kashu, you should not keep your dog around. And the Rishonim say, the Rabbi Yonason says that you would have to kill, this dog. We have to kill this dog because this dog is someone that you could get this dog excited and to bite someone. Mishnah says, how do you become a tam? Tanoikas play with it, and it won't kick someone. What's mash? But if it does kick someone, chayiv, you're chayiv. So you see, the balabas is chayiv, even if the tanoikas are playing with it and inciting it. Where does it say that a geach is chayiv? It says, Hanagach won't be a tam if it kicked. But who said it's chayiv? Because it said in our Mishnah that had it come back a tam, the children play with it, and it doesn't kick. So the Gemara thought it meant, but if it does kick, it does hurt the Tanaikis, then it's chayiv. What do you mean? The Tanaikis inside it. If it does hurt someone else, I'll say. The Tanaikis inside it, so you see that even if Mishasa is still the chayiv. No, there's no. They're saying there wouldn't be a tam, but it wouldn't be chayiv either. Tashma's bringing another right. She's a boy, it's a kelev. She's a boy, nachash. Someone incited a kelev to bite someone, or a nachash potter, the one who did this myself, making the kelev excited. The loch is a potter. That's grom. My life, potter mashas. If chayav al kelev, al kelev al chayav. Look, aim a potter af mashas. Not only is al kelev potter, the mashas potter also. Amarava. So we're really blind with the shiloh. We stay with the shiloh. We're not sure the answer to the shiloh. We stay with the shiloh. And twice in the bottom, the last twice is, brings down the case of Sharetz Dadim, that there it says that there by Sharetz Dadim, where someone incited it, there it's mashma over there, that it's not chayiv over there. So Sharetz Dadim in a chayiv misa, wash, namak yigach bloishai yichu. That's the Mishnah says, that flamates. The Mishnah says that if someone else makes a kick, it's not chayiv. So the chayiv wanted to bring it right from there. So Tosfos there, the person who's fighting, it's bullfighting there. There the bull feels like the person's trying to kill it. And therefore, it's not, there's takapata, but here it's different. That's what's not right from there. Zot Gemara, Omar Rava, Im Tim Tzoloyma, if you go paskin, a mashasa kabba shachaveir b'chir chayiv, that the dog is chayiv, when someone else incites the dog is chayiv, even if you say like that, shesu hu ba'atzmei potter. But if he incites the dog, and the dog bites him, then the owner is potter. My time, because it is soid in mazikin, called a mashana, ova'acha v'shina b'ay potter. Someone who does something different, and he does something different than the kelev, and the kelev bites him, you're potter. Because that's a lacha and mazik, that you're not chayiv for mazik only if this person doesn't do something strange. If a person does something strange, and that's why it's mazik, the lacha is your potter. We had this idea before, we'll see in a second. Only a popular rava, itmar mishmeid rashlokish kavasech. I have a raya to you from rashlokish, this is soid of kol mashana. The Omer Ashlokish, stay paras b'shus Rabbim. Both paras are sitting b'shus Rabbim. Achas Ravutza, one's crouching. Achas Lachas, one's walking. U'bat them alachas Ravutza. And the one who was walking kicked the one who was crouching on the floor. Paturi yipater. Why yipater? Because it's a shinui to sit and crouch on the floor. So therefore, the one who kicked it is pater. Ravutza malachas chayev. But if the Ravutza kicked the malachas chayev, because the walking one is not doing something different. So Rishlok says, as you saw, you call Mashano va'achar v'shina boy that you potter. Amalei anaba hichiv chayivna. There I would be chayiv. There by Rishlok's case I would be holy chayiv. The Amar law ki istach Roshusa eskuyelai. Maybe you could walk over me lebuute, but to kick the one who's crouching bay less like Roshusa. You don't have a shoes. You don't have a shoes to kick it. You could walk over it and say, oh, call Mashana, and I walk over you. That's potter. But that you should go kick it like that. that type of mice already, that mehecha taisa. But like upon him, we do come out, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. But if the guy does it on himself, the Baal HaKelev will be potter because of this yisoid of kol mishana, uvach havashina boy, the halacha is that you're a potter.